యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరావనచారీ యమునా తీరావనచారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ హరి రామ 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 హరి 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి జయ రాధా గోపీనాథ రాధా గోపీనాథ రాధే జయ ప్రభుపదా జయ ప్రభుపదా ప్రభుపదా జయ ప్రభుపదా హాయ్ గౌర ప్రేమానంది శ్రీకృష్ణ భగవాన్ కీ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా గోపీనాథ్ భగవాన్ కీ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ హో ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః గోవిందాయ నమో నమః హరే కృష్ణ.
ఇంగ్లీష్ ఎనీవేస్ కంగ్రాచ్యులేషన్స్ అండ్ బెస్ట్ విషెస్ ఫర్ శ్రీకృష్ణ జన్మాష్టమి. హరి ఓ శ్రీకృష్ణ జన్మాష్టమి మహామహోత్సవ్ కీ, శ్రీ గోకుల్ నందగాం కీ, వృందావన్ ధామ్ కీ. సో టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీత ద ఫేమస్ వర్స్ 4.9.
జన్మ కర్మ చ మే దివ్యం ఏవం యో వేత్తి తత్వతః త్యక్త్వా దేహం పునర్జన్మ నైతి మామేతి సోర్జున.
యు కెన్ రిపీట్.
జన్మ కర్మ చ మే దివ్యం ఏవం యో వేత్తి తత్వతః త్యక్త్వా దేహం పునర్జన్మ నైతి మామేతి సోర్జున.
జన్మ బర్త్ కర్మ వర్క్ చ ఆల్సో మీ ఆఫ్ మైన్ దివ్యం ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ ఏవం లైక్ దిస్ యహ anyone who vetti knows tatvatah in reality tyaktva leaving aside deham this body punah again janma birth na never eti does attain mam unto me eti does attain sah he Arjuna, O Arjuna, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities, does not, upon leaving this body, take birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal kingdom, O Arjuna. Purport, the Lord's descent from his transcendental abode is already explained in the sixth verse. One who can understand the truth of the appearance of the personality of Godhead is already liberated from material bondage. Therefore, he returns to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting this present material body. Such liberation of the living entity from material bondage is not at all easy. The impersonalist and the yogis can attain liberation only after much trouble and after many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve is merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti of the Lord. It is only partial, and there is a risk of returning to this material world. But the devotee, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and the activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord after ending this body and does not return or run the risk of returning to this material world. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the Lord has many, many forms and incarnations. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. Although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, they are still one and the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has no one has to understand this fact with conviction, although it is incomprehensible to the mundane scholars and empirical philosophers. We stop here. The purport is a very long purport. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manomishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupak Tadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Today we have to chant Hare a little more louder, because today we want Krishna to effectively hear our call. It is through that channel we will call. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. So, Srila Prabhupada was writing Bhagavatam translations into English, and then he was not very sure how long he will live, whether he will reach 10th canto or not. So he was translating the cantos in between, verse by verse. Suddenly he thought, if he lives in between, then what will happen? And the world will be bereft of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He was really concerned. And although it is not a general norm to jump to 10th canto, it is very risky because people may misunderstand and make offenses to the Lord. So we have to go through all 9 cantos, prepare ourselves, hear Sankshipta Ramayana in 9th canto to be able to understand Maryada. And when we follow the Maryada in our life, then we will be able to understand the Purna Purushottam. That is why 9th canto, even in short, Ramayana is mentioned. There is something like Eka Shloki Ramayanam in 9th canto also. But Sukadev Maharaj felt it is necessary to mention at least. Because Ramayana is very big. But to even mention little bit of Lord Ram, because without understanding Lord Ramchandra's Charitra and without attempting to follow the ideals given by Lord Ram in our life, Maryada, we cannot understand Sri Krishna. So that is why all 9 cantos have to be read nicely and then approach Krishna. Although the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Charitra, but Srila Prabhupada still took a big risk of introducing Sri Krishna Charitra in story form, in 3 volumes, and that too in the Western world, not in Indian context. Because he knows, he knew how important is Krishna Lila, how important is Krishna Charitra, how important is to hear Krishna Charitra with submissive oral reception. Because it uplifts the bhagya of living entity. Those who hear Krishna Katha, they get purified. They become transcendental on the spot, the way we chant Hare Krishna. At the same time, we are transported to the spiritual platform, transcendental platform. Prabhupada says, as soon as one chants Hare Krishna, he is immediately situated on transcendental platform, beyond 3 modes of material nature. Because Krishna Naam and Krishna Lila is not different. We also immediately get situated on the transcendental platform. To be honest with you, chanting attentively is not so easy. But you can get immersed in Krishna Lila. Immediately you can get absorbed. It's so sweet and so simple. So it is very easy to get absorbed in Krishna Lila. So that is the beauty of Krishna Lila. It's much more merciful than the Lord Himself. The Lord and Lord's Lila. Lord's Lila is more merciful, more absorbing, more uplifting. Although they are all absolute. So what do we understand that Srila Prabhupada, he took such great risk and presented 10th canto in story form before he presented 10th canto in sloka verse translation form. And sure enough, he was there in this world only till 10th canto, 14th chapter, Brahma Samon Lila. And he left after that. So what if he wouldn't have presented in his words the Krishna Lila? And you read Krishna Lila in Bhagavatam, and verse by verse, and you read the story format of Prabhupada's Krishna books 1, 2, 3, you feel the difference. There's a flow and there's a very sweetness in that, very beautiful explanation is there. So, acharyas can always make a change due to the requirement of the situation, Veshakala Patra. And then Prabhupada sent Shyamasundara Prabhu and Mukunda Prabhu to that time, Shyamasundara Prabhu and Mukunda Goswami now, to George Harrison. And they have never asked George for any money up till now. They were just cultivating because they were worried that everybody approached George Harrison only for money and whatever, use his fame, name, whatever for their own purposes. So he was not very happy to meet such people. So they had kept in mind that they will never ask George for any money. They will just cultivate him, friendship and everything. And Prabhupada instructed them, ask George to sponsor this printing of Krishna book. It was quite a tough, you know, activity for these two great souls. And they went there and they were called for dinner and they took the dinner. They had some warming up talks and then they were on dining table. They had dinner and they finished the dinner, but they kept talking about something else, gathering courage to talk about this, but they could not gather courage. And then the dinner table was cleaned and the dessert came, and even the dessert they took long time to eat, and the dessert is over, that is also cleared up. Time to go. And they decided, now we have to follow Prabhupada's instruction. Now there is no more time because time to depart. So they said, George, please, Prabhupada wants you to sponsor Krishna book. At that time, lights went off. It was like pitch dark and it was like a very unexpected kind of, you know, fearful situation in one sense. Unexpected. And long time there was a pin drop silence in the pitch dark situation with George in front and two devotees in front of him. And no single dialogue. When light will come? Why this light went? What happened? Are you giving money or not? Nothing happened. So what to expect? What reaction to expect? George may feel, you too? You too for the money only? I thought you are different people. There were so many things going on in mind. What George will feel? Will he ever meet us again? Will he cut us off once and for all? Or will he give? Because you can't expect what's happening. Because you can't see his face. See the reaction. What is he doing? Thinking. And suddenly light comes, you know. They were like really worried. And George said, after this, how can I say no? So he took some positive message from that unexpected event, which happened, you know, really unexpectedly. And I think, if I'm not wrong, it was 19,000 pounds. Huh? 19,000 pounds in which year? 1967, I think. Or maybe somewhere around that, very, very long back. And then he gave foreword to that, you know, when he sponsored the printing and three volumes, beautiful volumes came. They were really, really monumental, you know, very beautiful. Today also we see in Radhana Swami's room or some Prabhupada disciples' room, those original Krishna books. And he writes in that, I hope and pray that people will be inspired by the personality of Sri Krishna by reading this wonderful narration of his lifetime, of his charitra, of his character, personality. And then, you know, many people took the books. And first time in their life, they could understand who is this person called Krishna. They didn't even know K of the Krishna. So from scratch, everybody came to know this blue boy, this beautiful blue boy, with lotus eyes, with peacock feather, with yellow garment, playing flute, filling the hearts of everybody, enchanting everybody, transcending everybody from all the miseries of life. So that is the importance of Krishna Leela, which Prabhupada practically demonstrated by printing Krishna book separately. So it's our great fortune. Today we are, tomorrow we are celebrating 125th birth anniversary of Prabhupada. Why he appeared in this world? For the sole purpose of distributing Krishna to everybody. There is no other purpose. People questioned him. Have you people come to our country to get dollars and pounds and material comforts and luxuries? Why you come here? Why you have come here? He said, no. You ruled us for 200 years. And you stole everything precious from our country. Right from Kohinoor diamond and Tipu Sultan sword and Bhavani Talwar and all kinds of precious things you stole from us. And you are keeping in Buckingham Palace and you are taking money from people to show the stolen things. The great bravery that you have done. The thievery that you have done. Huh? And people also like, our country people also like fools, they go pay and money and see those things also. But you people have forgotten to take the precious wealth of our country. That is our spiritual culture. The holy name of the Lord. The Lord's consciousness, Krishna consciousness, the bhakti. So I have not come here to take your dollars or take your comforts. See, still I am wearing dhoti and kurta. I have come to give you hand delivery of that thing which you forgot to steal or take. That is why I have come here. And it was a fact. He never succumbed to their culture or, you know, took from them some luxuries and he was not hankering for those luxuries. In fact, he taught them. He taught them how to eat with fingers. While people were telling him, please, you learn how to eat with forks and spoons. And then he told that reporter, you see this man? He's a British. He's England born. And he's fanning me. I don't pay him. He's not employed. I don't pay him. He is voluntarily, with inspiration, with love, fanning me. Until the time I am here, he will keep fanning me. Whether he has taken breakfast, lunch or dinner, he will not bother. He will keep fanning me. As a privilege, he will keep fanning me. If someone asks, can I fan? He will say, wait, let me do some more. So this is the effect of the gift that I have given to your people. And the people have become selfless. And they have surrendered their lives to the Supreme Lord. To achieve the love of the Lord. So, Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite paro, tumare shakati ache. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the property of His devotees. He resides in the heart of His devotees. And only He can deliver Krishna because Krishna is His property. Lord Ram also said, once I give Lanka to Vibhishan and Ayodhya to Ravan, I will stay in the heart of my devotees. That is the abode of Krishna's loving abode. He loves to stay in the heart of His pure devotees. All the secrets of bhakti, the key of that treasure, He has given to His pure devotees. And full, all rights transferred. No copyright with Krishna. All rights transferred. You can give whomever you like. Whomever you are pleased with, you open this treasure for them. So, mad bhakta puja vyadika. When we please the devotee of the Lord by our service, then the treasure of Krishna bhakti is opened. And by the great mercy of Krishna, we have Srila Prabhupada. We have Guru Maharaj, so many acharyas, so many contemporary Vartaman acharyas, so many previous acharyas, sadhus, who have been pure devotees, selfless pure devotees, and by their mercy, we have been receiving Krishna in the pure form, with no ulterior motivation. They have taught us how to achieve Krishna with no ulterior motivation. So that is our great fortune. And you can see in the world there are trillions of people, millions of people, billions of people. But very few of them, you know, get an understanding of approaching the Lord without any motivation. Most people are approaching the Lord with some motivation of at least liberation, or not liberation, at least freedom from misery is currently going on, or for achievement of some higher enjoyments, some pleasure, bhoga, indriya bhoga. It is very rare to find people who are approaching the Lord only for love. You know, Ashlishwa, Padaratam, Pinastumam, with that mood, very few are approaching. And we are those fortunate people who have been given this knowledge that we should approach the Supreme Lord for this purpose, not for any misery mitigation or liberation or for material gains or for mystic powers or whatever. So we have to understand that, not that we are very great people or I am so great or you are so great. We have to understand we are privileged people, that we have been given this understanding. We may not be on that platform, but we have been at least theoretically, intellectually given the understanding that we have to approach the Lord selflessly, without any desire for ourselves. Because bhukti siddhi, bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakala ashanta. Why? Because bhukti, mukti and siddhi all are self-based, self-centered. And Krishna bhakta nishkama, ata eva shanta. Because Krishna bhakta is not desiring for something selfish like bhukti, mukti and siddhi. In bhukti, mukti and siddhi efforts, you are in the center of the activities. And Krishna is like to be used for all fulfillment of your own purposes. And in bhakti, he is in the singhasan of your heart. And you are at the bottom of the singhasan, worshipping that person on singhasan. That's why you are peaceful. Nishkama. How seriously we should take this? The best tribute to offer to Prabhupada is to take this very seriously and follow in our life. Prabhupada doesn't want, you know, to hear glories from our mouth. It's for our purification we are doing. He doesn't need them. What he will be pleased with, if we take this message with great sincerity and dedication. One time Prabhupada was asked by devotees, Prabhupada, what pleases you? So they were book distributors, they were deity worshippers, they were fundraisers, they were all kinds of people, you know, worshipping cows, taking care of cows, so many people were there. So they were saying, Prabhupada will say, book distribution. If you do book distribution, I love you. If you do deity worship, I love you. Because, you know, wherever he went in the world, he said, this is the best center. It's the best place in the world. So they were expecting that he will say one of those things. But he said, I will be very pleased when you love Krishna. Such a profound, deep, meaningful statement, studied with realization. Because all these things, book distribution, deity worship, cooking, serving, prasadam distribution, fundraising for temple, Janmashtami, maintenance of brahmachari ashram, sannyas ashram, all service to Vaishnavas, are all meant for what? To finally develop love for the Lord. And if we do that, and if we may not be able to develop love because we are so fallen, but at least we attempt, desire intensely, try to give up everything else, at least to show Krishna ki we want to love you. Love is very far, but at least we exhibit in our activities that we want. Even that will please Prabhupada. And when Prabhupada is pleased, yasya prasadat bhagavad prasadu, Krishna will be pleased. And when Krishna will be pleased, he will award us his love. So this is our fortune. We are in a krantikari, revolutionary sampradaya. Ashlishava padaratam pinashtumam. Crush me. Kick me away. You can embrace me as you like and kick me away as you like. But mat prana nathastu sa eva naparaha. Oh dear Krishna, oh my beloved, oh the soul of my soul, the goal of my life, I want to declare to you again and again that you do whatever you want with me, but I will remain yours and you will remain my Aradhya Praneshwar, my worshipable Lord, the Lord of my life and soul. You will remain in that position. It will not change because external situations will change of sorrow and pain or happiness. We belong to that sampradaya, you know. And because of that, being in this, connected to this sampradaya, the chances of developing love for the Lord are more, fortunately. If you stick on to the path and follow. So, you can see that Lord came in many forms. He came in Singhachalam, He came in Tirupati, He came in Srirangam, He came in Ayodhya, He came in so many, Dwarka, Jagannath Puri, Badrinath. But still his arrival in Vrindavan is different than all other arrivals. He remained transcendental as he was. But at Vrindavan something special is there. He steals the knowledge of his devotees who are going to take birth in Vrindavan before taking birth by the power of his Jagan Mohini Maya and steals the knowledge that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. That Aishwarya knowledge he steals away. And then the devotees take birth in Vrindavan and they don't know that he is the Lord. Then he gives up all the Aishwarya. No beautiful footwear, and no displaying opulences, no forearms. So many things are there. He just wants to give up all. Because he is also a little bored. Na? Everywhere he goes, people are worshipping, chanting Vedic hymns and, you know, so many richas, they are all chanting everywhere. There's no, if you go, suppose you are a devotee, you go somewhere, everybody is just waiting garland to you, falling down at you, Prabhu, give me blessings, Prabhu, you are great, Prabhuji, all glories to you. After some time you feel, when I'll be what I am, when you'll be you, I am lost myself in the whole journey and all the crowd of all glories. The Supreme Lord also feels, I want some space, where I can be me. I can do what I want. A famous film star or cricketer, he cannot buy a pair of socks, you know. You can go and buy a pair of socks anywhere, but he cannot buy because everywhere he goes, all the paparazzis are following him. Everybody is taking interviews. Sir, what do you feel? Why you chose this shop? Sir, what is the time? How you like? What are you doing? Hey, Baba, I'm trying buying a pair of socks. Let me buy a pair of socks. But that also you cannot do because you are a big Aishwaryavan person. So Krishna is looking for the space. And that space is created only for experiencing that unalloyed pure love. Which is other places, also love is there, but it is tinged with Aishwarya. So you cannot connect, you know. All the praise giving people, you just cannot connect with them because everybody is in another mode. You can't tell them, I have a toothache right now. Can you give me some long oil? You cannot tell them that because they are all glories to you, all glories to you. I have a toothache. No, all glories to you. So you lose yourself, you know, in such situations. So he comes in Vrindavan. And iti druksvalilabhir anandakunde svakosham nimajantam akhyapayantam drowns the Brijvasis in the ocean of love, in the pools of ecstasy. So much love. That no one knows there is Lord, but they are so much happy, drowning in ecstasy. So this is Krishna. He wants to exhibit, demonstrate and present the most esoteric pastimes, but appear to be simple. Just simple. Right? He is eating food with Rukmini in Dwarka and Rukmini is fanning. She has cooked herself everything. And then suddenly Krishna is eating with great relish and suddenly starts crying. So Rukmini is thinking, my God, my Lord, what went wrong? Please tell me, is there anything wrong in the proportions of salt and sugar and whatever? Please tell me, what is wrong in the food? I am sorry, I made you cry because you may be unhappy with my food. He says, no, dear Rukmini, your food is perfect. Then why are you crying, my Lord? Then he became silent and shed more tears. And he said, in my childhood, my mother would take up hard food items, like, you know, kadak bundika laddu, for example, to make us understand. Something like which I didn't have teeth in my mouth, on my gums, and I couldn't bite myself. So she would take that item, break those items by her teeth, chew them, make it pasty, take out the paste, and feed Krishna. Can you imagine this? We may feel, what is this? This is too much. But that was nectar. And Krishna is telling with tears in eyes, with lost in memory, he says, your food is so tasty, but it cannot have that taste of my mother's, you know, that hard item being chewed and fed me in my mouth. She would do it every day. So I'm just remembering that. I'm not trying to condemn your food or something like that. That kind of unbelievable happiness there in Vrindavan Dham. You know, when Sri Krishna, for the first time he started standing and walking. You know, all children, I don't know you are brahmacharis, but you know, every child who first learns to stand, he is thrilled himself only. The child is thrilled, you know, like, I am standing. And then he puts his step, it really excites the child. And the child is like really thrilled, I am learning to walk. So, same thing with Krishna also. He is running the whole cosmos. He is maintaining. Hindi mein kya bolte hain? Wo pure vishwa ko chalate hain. And he is learning to walk in Nandagaon Gokul. Or Gokul or Nandagaon. Of course, Gokul more. So what is happening is, you know, Nanda Bhavan is on the mountain. Even in Gokul also, it is on the mountain. You have to climb up. And at one level, there is one level. And the other time, there is a steps which start to go down. And you know something, all children are very excited with the steps. So two things. They want to wear big chappals, big shoes. Always you see, all children common in all houses, they want to wear papa's chappal, which is 10 number or 9 number, and he is not even half number size. And they want to walk, and they want to get down the steps and climb the steps. More is getting down the step. And the step of Gokul Nanda Bhavan was bigger than his half height. That means bigger than his the length of his legs. So he is trying to fathom how to get down. So he can't get down straight. So what you do? You go in prone position. You know what is prone position? Like this. And you, the steps are below you. And you want to just put yourself on the ground level and release your legs and try to touch the first step. And Krishna is, you know, eating butter and dahi, all sweet meats. So his belly is little bigger than usual. Little bigger, you know, little coming out. So there is a edge between his tummy and his waist. So what he is doing is trying to use his belly to hang on the first step and then fathom the next step. But somehow his legs are shorter than this length of the first step. So he is hanging, and now he is moving like this. He is trying to see where the step is. And Narad Muni is passing. He says ki Lord is swinging, jula jul rahe wo, apne pet pe. Huh? Narad Muni is so happy to see that. He see, Parabrahma, Paratpar Bhagavan, Golokeshwar, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Leela Purushottam, Akhil Brahmanda Nayak, is a baby. And trying to hang on the first step of Nanda Bhavan and swinging on that, trying to fathom the length of the step. He's so happy. He suddenly cried, you know. Why he cried? He said, look at those Mayavadis. Look at those Brahmavadis. They're all time closing this nostril, that nostril and doing so many things, holding the breath. How they will know that Paramatma that they are trying to catch, he's hanging here on the step of Nanda Gokul, Gokul Nanda Bhavan. So this is the beauty of Vrindavan Dham. And then I'm too tempted to tell you, when Krishna actually started learning to walk, you know, that you all know that first when he started learning to stand and walk, Mother Yashoda and Rohini dressed both the brothers with Chandan, Aguru and, you know, so many beautiful scented items and peacock feather and peacock yellow and blue dhotis, and they were let go to the cow shed, and they went there, and there was a mixture of cow dung and cow urine, and they went and they were very fond of baby cows. So they went and held the tail of the baby cows. And as soon as they held, they also pulled. I mean, they got pulled. The baby cows got disturbed. They didn't know who's behind pulling. And you know, tail is a very sensitive thing, like our shikha. If someone touches my shikha, I'm very sensitive, right? I mean, not dislike, but I'm quite sensitive with that part. So, any animal you hold tail, it's like quite little insulting. So they get a little disturbed. And then, as soon as they're disturbed, they want to run. So they run. And these two boys are still holding the tail. And they are running, so they can't run with them because they are so small. They're just learning to walk. Somehow, barely, they are holding the tail and standing. And the baby bull and baby cow runs. So what happens? They fall. They fall on the abdomen. Huh? And the abdomen is so sweet, so smooth, like butter. The bodies are so soft. Their mother Yashoda, Rohini, also Sachi Devi in Gaur Leela, and Harai Pandit's wife Padmavati, all these ladies always had one difficulty: how to hold him. Because when they will hold him, suppose you're holding a child like this, their fingers would meet each other. Body was so soft. So Mother Yashoda Rohini would always worry and wonder, how do I hold? Because my fingers are so hard. And with those fingers, as soft as possible, I want to hold. But still my fingers meet. It must be hurting him. That kind of body is falling in the mixture of cow dung and cow urine. And now smooth skating is going on. All the gaushala, they are skating. The two bulls are running everywhere out of some confusion. And everywhere, zzzz, all. And with that beautiful chandan, aguru, everything on the body, now added another shringar of the mixture of cow dung and cow urine. Hare Krishna Bhagavan ki. And Rohini is watching. Say, Didi, Yashoda, please come. See what they are doing. See. And they are so beautifully enjoying the skating. Very divine skating. Unplanned. Given by the mercy of baby cows. So, then they are in the courtyard now. Mother Yashoda is sitting there. Rohini is sitting there. You just can imagine. And Krishna is learning to walk. And they have put bangles. Very beautiful bangles. They are not ordinary bangles. Everything is musical. You just move your hand, it gives very divine sounds. Divya dhvani nirman hota hai. And then, she has put also beautiful ghungru, that is ankle bells. Payal, painzaniya. And she has put a beautiful waist belt. It's small, small, beautiful golden bells in that. See, everything is so very finely designed. So, whichever way the child moves, there is music. And the child is also excited. He moves his hand and some music. The child is wondering from where the sound is coming. Child doesn't know, he's coming from here only. But as soon as he does this to mama, very beautiful sound comes. And so he puts one step, ding 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 ding. Kumar Kachani is, Kati Kardhani is making sound. And he puts the foot also, chum, chum, chum. Chananana, chananana, chum, 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 chum. Beautiful sounds are coming and the child is excited. Krishna and Balaram both are excited. And the courtyard is Manimay, fully bedecked with jewels, dazzling like millions of Martand, millions of suns. The courtyard of Nanda Bhavan. And then imagine two little boys, one a blue boy and a fair boy, are attempting to walk. And they are attempting and they are falling down. Attempting, chum chum, falling down, chum chum chum. And then Rohini and Yashoda are pointing to each other. See how they are attempting. And they are falling down. And again they get up. And again sound. So it is said that they are so enamored by those sound. And then they are wondering from where the sound is coming. Suddenly a Brijvasi comes. And you know, today we have lost our culture. We do all Western races. But Brijvasis are pakka. They have pagdi. They have angarkha. Bagal bandi. They have dhoti. They have Uttariya, you know, they are fully ornamented, and this is how they come to Nanda Bhavan. They just don't come like get up in the morning and come in their lungi there. They come nicely dressed up because they know we are going to meet baby Krishna and Balaramji, Mother Yashoda, Rohini, Nanda Maharaj, all these great souls we are going to face. So we should be going with dignity. So he comes, he wants to meet Nanda Maharaj. So he comes, he climbs up, and actually he has to walk through the courtyard. And these children are very small. You know, actually below knee height. You can imagine, suppose you stand. Suppose you stand, you are a tall man. If you stand, don't stand. Because if you stand, then your newborn baby will be below your knee also. So however the boy will look up, he will not be able to see your face. He will be able to see your dhoti or the end of your kurta which is hanging with breeze like this. Right? I am just trying to make you imagine. So that is what Krishna and Balaram are. And the Brijvasi is tall. So he thinks that this sound may be coming from this man. And they are enamored. And they are attracted. And they are trying to go behind that man. And they somehow reach that man. And Krishna is trying to stand. So he is holding the end of his kurta. Like how the children stand. They all hold here, hold there, and they stand with the cot. Or sometimes sari, end of the sari. Sometimes end of the kurta. So they hold the end of the kurta and they stand. And by that time, like when you pull the tail of the bull is alerted. The Brijvasi also is alerted. Somebody is pulling my kurta. So he looks behind. And he bends down. Actually, when a sweet child is doing something with you, You want to go and lift him, you know. Love him. Hari Bol. So, as soon as there is Nazar Bhet, these babies see that man. They understand he is not Nanda Maharaj. He is not known to us. So, they just fall on the ground and run crawling to Mother Yashoda and Rohini. Crawling, they are very fast. Walking is not fast. So, now they have to run. So, they can't run with feet. So, they are running with crawling activity. And they are also chum 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 chananana, chum 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 chum. And they are going in the lap and they are going in the lap and secure position and then looking at that man. Who is this man? I thought this is Nanda Maharaj. And these activities of Krishna Balaram, when Kamadev is observing, he is getting ashamed. He is getting ashamed to see the beauty of Krishna Balaram. And they are now babies, he is now getting ashamed. Very soon when he will become Kishore, when he will become youth, what will happen that time? He will faint. He is going to faint. And then Yashoda and Rohini, they get up. They say, okay, time to teach them walking. Hare Krishna, please keep silence. Krishna is learning to walk. Listen, how he is learning to walk. So the Mother Yashoda and Rohini, they come and they hold their hands, fingers, hands, and then they are learning them to, making them to walk. And what Krishna is doing? Chum, chum, chum. Yashoda is saying, see, I am trying to teach him to walk. And he is only apne hi ghungru ke awaz par reej raha hai. He is only enjoying the sound of the ankle bells. And his ankle bells, there is a three things together. No? There is bangles, kati kardhani, waist belt, and the ankle bells. All this sound, three things are together. They are enamoring Krishna and Balaram. And Yashoda is telling Rohini, see, I am trying to teach him, but he is not walking only. He is just interested in that thumping only. He is not putting his step ahead. He is just thumping each foot on the same place. And this is giving them unlimited joy, unlimited pleasure. You cannot imagine what Mother Yashoda and Rohini were bestowed upon, were drowning in ocean of ecstasy. And just to tell you, you must be thinking, where I read all these things? There's always, panditas, they have always query. Kidhar se bol rahe hain. So I will tell you this. Sri Vallabhacharya of Pushtimarg Acharya, he met also Lord Shiva in Rudradweep, in Mayapur, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Also Lord Chaitanya gave darshan to him and told him that you will come as Vallabhacharya, Vallabhatta in Kali Yuga and preach love of Godhead with baby Krishna. So he went in trance one day in his sadhana. You know, he went in trance. And in trance, 3 days he was unconscious. And one day he was, you know, in consciousness point of view, he was at the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And he was observing Krishna Balaram learning how to walk. And he has written his experiences when he came out of consciousness after 3 days. One day he remained in Govardhan, when Krishna and Radharani spend their time there. And one day he was in cow herding pastimes with Krishna in some other forest. And that's how he was immersed. See, it's not 10 minutes meditation. Full day he was there. And whatever he observed in his trance, he put in various bhajans. And this is one of the bhajans. Mani Mai Angan Nandake Khelat Do Bhaiya. Two brothers are learning to walk and playing and giving unlimited pleasure to Nanda Baba and Yashoda and Rohini. You can just meditate on this and that will be perfection of our life. Nothing else is required. Just keep meditating. Krishna is learning to walk. Krishna is learning to talk. One who spoke Bhagavad Gita and, you know, mesmerized with his eloquence and knowledge to the whole world, he is learning to talk with Mother Yashoda. She is teaching him how to talk. How to say abha, kada, whatever words. Baba and ma, whatever. Matha. This is the beauty. The Supreme Personality of Godhead always knows everything, how to do, how to, everything he knows. But still he loves to, you know, be a dependent child on his pure devotees. Dependent, totally dependent. She is holding him inside the cloth and saying, I will not show my Lala to anybody. It's so beautiful. Because she was stunned when she saw first time her baby born next to her after 4 hours of birth. You know the story? Everybody knows the story, but I'll tell you a little part of it. On the third prahar of Rohini Nakshatra, third charan, every nakshatra has 4 charanas, you know, and it's a time period is there. So first charan, second charan, Devaki Krishna was born in Mathura to Devaki and Vasudev. Okay? Some time went in that talking, you know, following Dandavat Pranam and discussions, all those things, and then getting out and walking through Jamuna, and all that time, charan changed. And when third charan started, before Vasudev reached Gokul, she delivered in Gokul. Mother Yashoda delivered twin babies. Krishna, Madhurya Krishna, and Yogmaya. But because of Yogmaya's arrangement only, all of them went to sleep, like they went to sleep in Mathura. Everybody went to sleep, except Vasudev and Devaki. Everybody was fast asleep, nothing to be disturbing to them. So here, everybody in Gokul, all Gokul Vasis are fast asleep, in deep slumber, and only one person is awake, Vasudev. And he is told to keep the baby and bring the girl. And as soon as he kept the baby, what happened? Devaki Krishna merged in Yashoda Krishna. Two Krishnas became one. So he was like, wow, this is wonderful. But he had no time to ponder on it. He had to lift the baby and leave. And because of Yogmaya's power, Yashoda and Rohini also are fast asleep. Due to the glani or exhaustion of delivery, she went to sleep. She didn't even know what she delivered. What appeared? Boy or a girl or twin boys or twin girls or one boy, one girl. She didn't know anything. Just went to sleep. Dai went to sleep. Rohini went to sleep. They were in Sutika Graha because she was in labor. So she was in Sutika Graha. Nanda Bhavan is different. And all are sleeping. And after 4 hours, when Vasudev went back, crossed Jamuna, again entered the jail, all door closed, all the shackles came up and the baby cried and all those things, you know. So here, 4 hours there was no activity. At the end of 4 hours, when the bhor, the first prahar of the day, began, Nandini, the sister of Nanda Maharaj, had a dream in her own house. They all know that Yashoda has gone to the delivery room. But she was also fast asleep. She got a dream that my bhabi has got a baby boy. And she woke up in excitement. Baby boy, baby boy. She woke up and she went running to Sutika Graha, delivery room. And she knocked the door. At that time, Yashoda woke up. Yashoda woke up and saw such a blue, beautiful, effulgent baby next to her, whose beauty cannot be paralleled, matched with anybody. Such beautiful lotus eyes, such cascading hair, such effulgent blue color. And she was like stunned. Jiva Goswami explained, she was stunned looking at the baby. She could not blink her eyes. She was like, couldn't believe. Can somebody be so beautiful? And that beautiful baby is my child. I'm so fortunate. And then Rohini was stunned. And then they came to consciousness externally. And Rohini said, you have to inform Nanda Baba also. He is his father. So she made him send one dasi. Go inform my husband. She went running. She was flying in the air in ecstasy. And so many cows were getting milked that time because of early morning time. They started milking the cows. And you know, like 2 cows or 4 cows or 8 cows. There are millions of cows. And they are all milked in turn by turn. And then what is happening? She went running and knocked the door. Nanda Maharaj woke up and said, Nanda Maharaj, you have become father of a son. Nanda Maharaj was so ecstatic. No, he had not even done any Pratar Vidhi. So he said, whichever cows are getting milked, all the cows are to be donated to this lady who has given me good news. Jai Krishna Bhagavan ki. This is the way of expression of happiness. The only powerful and bona fide way of expressing happiness is to donate, is to give. Today is the day to give, because Krishna is born. You give whatever you have, give. To express your joy, to part with things that you own, that is the way of expressing your joy. So Nanda Maharaj immediately donated. All those cowherd boys were milking the cows. Oh, this calf and cow also, everybody, everything is gone to that lady. And he just immediately got ready and he was walking from Nanda Bhavan to Sutika Graha. It was like Yuga Itam Nimeshena. So close. But he was feeling that it's so far.
Why is not coming close? He is actually flying in the air, but still feeling, oh, this is so far distance. Finally he reaches there. And as soon as he reaches there, he is so eager to see the baby. Rohini puts the curtain closed. He says, we will not give you Lala Darshan till you promise us what are you going to give us. You know, in marriage also they steal the shoes of the bridegroom and then they say, plus give us something first. Then he has to take out notes and notes and notes and then they will give. So the same thing they are doing. All the beautiful ladies, elderly and young and servant lady, everybody is saying, no, Nanda Maharaj, first give. So he, you know what we do when we go to Vrindavan? You know, all pandas are going to harass us. So we don't carry any money. We say, Mangalarti ko aaye the, kahan paise leke aaye? Jaldi jaldi utkar bhaag ke aaye, abhi wo bhul gaye, paisa hi nahi hai. Nanda Baba said, I came in a hurry, excited, I forgot to bring anything. So I promise you. He promised everybody. And then they opened the curtain. And then Jiva Goswami explains, Nanda Baba was stunned to see the beauty of the baby. Whole Sutika Graha, whole Nanda Bhavan was effulgent with the light emanating from this beautiful baby. Nanda Maharaj could not comprehend. His hair was standing on end. His eyes were filled with loving tears. He couldn't fathom that after such a long time, I have been blessed with such a beautiful baby. How fortunate is the providence. And then, the news spread all over. So I was telling you, Yashoda is saying, oh, I will not show this baby to anybody because all the ladies are coming. There is noise in Gokul. All the Gokul Vasis have come to know, our dear Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj have been blessed with a baby boy. They are running, they are dressing up, they are putting ointments, they are putting flower decoration, ornaments, silk saris, and carrying in their supra. Supra means that, you know, Indian particular thing which we used to, Fino. Kya bolte hai isko? Fino. Something. Apna supra acha hai yaar. Supra is good. Yeah, finoing. This English is very funny actually. So, what are they carrying in the that particular item? They are carrying haldi, turmeric powder, they are carrying rai, that is, what is that called? Mustard seeds and salt and so many other things which are very auspicious and they are used. There is one verb in Hindi that English cannot translate. What is that? Nazar lagana. Nazar utarna. Kya bolenge? All the dictionary of British and American will fail to describe that one line which Indians very easily understand. So they are coming running and they are so happy on the way. They are throwing butter and yogurt and, you know, it's such a fun. Everybody is so happy. I have experienced atmospheric happiness only in Vrindavan Dham. Let me tell you. In Mumbai and cities now, we enjoy that happiness in temple atmosphere. It's a limited atmosphere. Or you go to my house or his house or her house, you see that localized happiness is there. No, everybody is so happy, bubbling with event which is taking place. But atmospheric happiness, wholesale, takes place in Vrindavan during Holi, during Radhashtami, during Janmashtami, during so many Jhulan festivals. The whole city is booming with happiness. Everybody is just going from up and down, from this temple to that temple, this Jhula, that Jhula. Such a happiness is there. It prevails in the whole atmosphere, every atom. So whole Gokul was filled with happiness. They are running towards Nandagaon. Every direction is towards Nandagaon. And they are throwing, and while they are running, because they are so eager, all their flowers are falling down. And the streets of Gokul are filled with divine flowers, fragrant flowers. And on them they are running and walking. So she came to know that so many ladies are coming. So their bad omen will come upon my baby. Nazar lag jayegi. She said, I will not show them. She covered everything. No, I will not show them. Stop them there only. But Sri Krishna has chosen to be under control of his mother, completely offered himself in full surrender, full dependence. At the same time, he is also independent Lord. He wants to show mercy to his anxious devotees who are running towards him to see him. So they come. He said, no, I will not show my Lala to you. Because I don't know from where you are coming, what you are thinking and what kind of the way you are going to look at him, I don't know. So they said, no, hum usko nazar lagane ke liye nahi aaye hain, hum nazar utarne ke liye aaye hain. Dekho, humare supde mein kya hai? What is there in our container? All the things which are used to do their auspicious activity. to create good omen for the children. And we have come to give blessings to the child. Not for asking anything or, you know, harassing the child with my bad eyes. And while they are discussing all these things, he is still holding, Krishna just takes out his two lotus feet. Slips off. And they immediately all go and fall at the feet of Krishna. Oh, such a wonderful, effulgent, beautiful, soft, butter-like feet. With shining nails, emanating millions of lights, light rays. And each light ray is not even seen by yogi or tapasvi for millions of lifetimes of tapasya. Not to be seen. Agamya. Impossible to see one ray of light coming from one toenail of Krishna. After doing so many birth after birth after birth, lifetimes of tapasya. That is all visible there. So they are so happy. They are just blessing, blessing and blessing. That is called Braj Upasana. What is Braj Upasana? You don't ask anything from Krishna. Don't really, you know, adopt the mood of Brajvasis. Don't ever ask anything from Krishna. Just whatever you have, you just give him. Offer him. Maybe your love, your sentiment, your feelings, your concern. There are some temples today also in Vrindavan Dham. The pujaris are sitting outside after their puja. Bolta hai, dekho, kuch mangna nahi Lala se hamare. Don't ask anything. Huh? Lala is very small. Anyway, he's always sleepy. Sometimes he wakes up in between to eat butter and milk, drink milk. Don't ask him and disturb him. If at all you want to go inside, bless our Lala. Give him blessing. Jug jug jivo. So they were saying, live long, O dear child. Live long. Give pleasure to everybody. Be our akhon ka tara. Become the star of our eyes. To attract our attention. But nothing for me. That is the beauty of Vrindavan Dham. That's why Krishna is so happy with them. Nobody is asking anything. Simply everybody is coming and giving butter and churning butter for him and doing every activity just to please him. That is real Krishna consciousness. Is to do only every single thing what we do just to please him. So, this is the beauty of this Vrindavan Dham. And now I must tell you something about his Namakaran. Gargamuni came. And you know, this is so significant, Gargamuni's visit. He is the Purohit of Vasudev. So he will do every activity for Vasudev's family members. So if Vasudev gets the children, then he will go for Namakaran. Vasudev's daughter gets about to get married, so he will become Purohit for wedding. So everything is his domain. But still Vasudev is concerned that my children are there. And they have to undergo all the rituals, all the samskaras. See, samskaras are so important that even though you are in difficulty, you are in an awkward situation, still you must do samskaras. See, in that awkward condition also, he is talking to, you know, Gargamuni that please go. And they also discuss about the danger, the kind of possible dangers in the process. So, Gargamuni is well oriented. So, he comes to Gokul. And he meets Vasudev, Nanda Baba, and they discuss that actually we cannot do this ceremony in an open condition. We cannot just have a ceremony like we had about your baby's birth. It will alert Kamsa. And he's not declaring that your children are Vasudev's children. He also has to keep that secret also. So very tactfully he's talking. He's saying that your children are anyway are chased by Kamsa, thinking that in the process of killing all children, they're also on target. So please do not do this ceremony. And plus, if I am doing the ceremony, Kamsa is very intelligent. He'll know. Garga Vasudev's Purohit is doing, why is doing Nanda Maharaja's children's Namkaran Vidhi? So, what children I am searching for are these only. This is the clue he will get. And then your children will danger. So immediately decide, okay, fine. We'll not call anybody. We'll call nobody. And the time when the cows will go out for grazing, the cows also will not be there. We'll go to Goshala, myself, Yashoda, Rohini, my two baby boys. That time they are not named, na? I cannot say Krishna Badaram. Two boys and myself. That is yourself. Nobody else will go. And they went in the inner part of the Goshala where nobody even know what they are doing. Suddenly why these five people are inside. And there the names were put. So first he said, no, small punches are there in this. Rohini and Yashoda thought, such a big pandit has come from Vasudev's side. We have heard about him. He's a great scholar, great realized soul. So we'll do little testing also. We'll just test his knowledge, you know. So she said that you take my Krishna in your lap. And I take, I mean, my baby in your lap. And your baby I keep in my lap. And then we'll say, please put your name to our baby. So when they said that, Nargamuni went in dhyan and saw and said, the baby in the lap of Yashoda is Rohini's child. The baby in the lap of Rohini is Yashoda's child. And that time they were startled. Oh my God, we are testing such a great soul. Instantly he is recognizing. He didn't know who's who. Two children, two mothers. Who's who? He didn't know that. And then he started telling all the yogis who are always, you know, relishing the thought of this personality. He also is relishing the thought of his devotees. And he is also, by his divine qualities, make his devotees relish. He is Raman or Ram, the son of Rohini. And he is pulled by Yogmaya from Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb. So his name is Sankarshan. He has united two families. And थोड़ा मैं हिंदी में पहले पढ़ता हूँ के लिए. अशेष जगत को प्रलय के बाद भी जो शेष रहते हैं, इसलिए his name is शेष. He remains this in temporary world when it gets extinguished or no or destroyed, he remains. He is at the bottom of the universe as Ananta Shesha, lifting the whole universe, and finally all the universes together also is lifting. There are many Ananta Sheshas in every particular universe. One Ananta Shesha is there, and there is all expansion of Balramji. So his name is Shesha, and he will be very strong, and he will be very happy to display his strength. He will be the origin of all strength. So he will be known as Bala. So he will be named as Balram, Baladev, Shesha, Sankarshana, and Raman and Ram also. And this baby of Yashoda, we will name him as Krishna. And he explains, Ka for Kamala Kanta, the husband of Kamala, Lakshmi. And Ra, that is Ram. He also is source of all pleasure to everybody. Then Sha is Shad Aishwarya Purna. He will be the source of all the Aishwaryas. And now represents Narasimha Bhagwan. He will be the protector of all. He will protect everybody. And last A will be Agni Bhuk. He will accept all the offerings through Yajna, Havishya, all the offerings. And then all his names, it's only one name. He has millions of names. As per the activity that he does, he will have different names. And each name will be purifying all the living entities, samasta charachar, all the living, non-living entities will get purified and their welfare will be performed as soon as they chant the name of this boy, Sri Krishna. In Satya Yuga, he came as Shukla, the fair color. In Trita, he came as Rakta Varna. In Dwapari, he came like this, in Krishna Neelakanti. And then he'll come in yellow color also in the future. And he comes in every Yuga and displays his pastimes. And then he said, he is also known as Vasudev, the son of Vasudev, which also means who is Vasu yani Indriya. And Vasudev yani who controls the Indriya, the Chitta. And also another meaning is one who stays steady in the heart of a devotee, who is with great efforts try to establish, he stays very steadily in the heart of devotees. He also will be known as Radhapati, the Swami of Radharani, who has also appeared. He is the direct supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chandra. All the Brahmandas are in his control. He is the creator of all the Brahmandas. He is resident of Goloka, Akhil Brahmanda Nayak, Golokeshwar. He has appeared in your house. Please understand, Nanda, he is also fortunate. The three purposes he has come for, the main three purposes. To deliver the earth of all sinful burden, to kill demons like Kamsa, led by Kamsa, and to save his devotees and perform loving pastimes with his devotees. And Gargamuni is saying, there is no end to his names. I can go on describing to you his names. But at one point of time, he will lift the Giridhari. He lift the Govardhan mountain and he will be known as Giridhari. He just mentioned it by the way. He just didn't give it solid importance. And Gargamuni said, He has protected many, many people in the previous lifetimes. He is very powerful. Anyone who will become his devotee will never be troubled by any enemies. Anybody who will become devotee of this boy of yours will not be troubled by any enemy. Subtle or gross. This child will have power, beauty, opulences as Lord Narayan, which will be always increasing in quantity. Please protect this child carefully, as he will be disturbed by enemies again and again. So there is one name of Krishna is Fisal Chandra. Have you heard his name? Fisal Chandra. So today I will tell you the story of Fisal Chandra. So one time one kisan, that is farmer, was working. He is very busy, and sadhu comes to his home. And he says, "Oh, my lord, please come, have prasad." So sadhu asks him, "Do you chant the holy name?" He said, "No, I am so busy, you know, whole day, I am morning sunrise to sunset, I am very busy, and then I am tired, I am going to sleep." He said, "I do not eat any food in the house of those who don't chant the holy name." So that much knowledge that farmer had. See, this is our culture. He is not a PhD or MD or engineer or graduate. A simple farmer. But this is our culture. Even though you are illiterate, you know all the science of bhakti or whatever, Vedas. That you treat the guests, treat the sadhus, feed them, please them, worship them. That's an integral part of grastha ashram. So as soon as the sadhu said, "I am not eating," he said, no Maharaj, tell me the name, I will chant. I will start chanting now onwards, but you take prasad in my house. So he said, "You chant Krishna Chandra." What you will chant? Krishna Chandra. Immediately he started chanting Krishna Chandra, Krishna Chandra. And the sadhu was very happy, started eating. And instantly by the mercy of sadhu, this farmer was so attached to the name Krishna Chandra, Krishna Chandra. Started chanting the whole day. And the very next day, this was the day with lunch with sadhu. Next day also he was in the farm, in the field. And his wife came with his lunch, in the field itself. And he was chanting, "Krishna Chandra, Krishna Chandra, Krishna Chandra." Wife is saying, "Eat food. How much you will chant? Take a break." He said, "No, I cannot take a break. You have to take my name and keep taking the name till I am eating." You know, India means there are many people like that. Then they are akhand naam karte na wo. So suddenly when phone call comes, then the sister will take the name and she'll take the phone call. Or lunch break comes and he'll take lunch and somebody else, wife will take the name. But the Radhe, 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 it continues. The bhav is very good. That continuity has to be there. So he said, "You take the name." So she said, "Krishna Chandra, Krishna Chandra." And she started serving him while chanting the name and he is eating prasad. And for her it was a new name. So she was like a little bit nervous also when she was chanting. And suddenly said, "I finished. Give the name back." So she forgot. And she said, "Fisal Chandra." He said, "Fisal Chandra, Fisal Chandra, Fisal Chandra, Fisal Chandra, Fisal Chandra, Fisal Chandra." He's chanting with great devotion. You know, because Krishna Chandra, Fisal Chandra, some of the synonymal sound vibration is there in that. Suddenly in Goloka Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna are sitting. And Radha is saying, "Hari, what?" Krishna is laughing actually. He's smilingly laughing. Very happy. He said, "Why are you so happy, Krishna?" He said, "See, my devotee is chanting my name." He said, "What? What name is he chanting? What kind of name is that?" He said, "No, it's my name. My mother kept me." "How your mother can keep?" No. "I want to go and see and tell him what kind of name he's chanting." "So you go, it's your choice." So she disguised as a simple village lady and she went to him in the field and said, "What are you chanting? What are you chanting? Whose name are you chanting?" He was like, irritated with somebody unknown coming and asking such a question. "What are you chanting? What are you doing?" Questioning. So he didn't answer only. He looked at her and just kept on chanting, "Fisal Chandra, Fisal Chandra." And then she again asked him. Again he didn't answer. And then he was irritated. "Whose name are you chanting?" "I'm chanting the name of your husband. Aapke kasam ka naam le raha hun." She was like really, insulted in one sense, like sending a slapping on the face. This kind of answer. A bold, Vridvasi answer. So she disappeared immediately from there. And straight went to Goloka and said, "This guy is, told like this to me." Said, "He's right, he's not wrong. I'm your husband or not? I'm your husband. I'm Radhapati, one of my name. And how are you chanting this name? What is the meaning?" He said, "Radha, you don't know, when I was a child, when I was learning to stand, when I was learning to stand, she would make me stand and start dressing me up. But you know, I would just fall off there only. Because I was unable to stand. You know, suppose you are imagining you are dressing your son, very small son, you know, is about to stand, not able to stand, and you make him stand and you are trying to wear something, suddenly falls off there only. So like that, when I was very small and unable to stand on my own, I used to fall again and again. And then also after the whole effort of falling, getting up and dressing up is over, then she would let me go. And then again I'll slip in the mixture of cow dung and cow urine. So she said, my mother said, you are always slipping everywhere. So best name for you is Pishal Chandra. So that's one of the name, Bhujvasi name of Krishna, Pishal Chandra. So like that, time is running out. We will tell you one small baby pastime of Krishna. You know Yashoda? How many of you have gone to Yashoda's birthplace? Anybody? That place is called Mehranu. Huh? You all don't come to iCamp, na? So what to do? If you come to iCamp, I'll take you. Every year I take devotees to Mehranu. And somehow by the mercy of Yashoda, I also was not knowing this place. But I knew, I've heard this place. But I never went there. And one time, Yashoda's... Anyway, let me tell a little history to you. There's one great sadhu in Govardhan. Also a great pandit. And off late, there was no birthday of Yashoda or no birthday of Nanda Maharaj, known to anybody. This fellow researched from scriptures and found out the tithi of Yashoda's birthday and Nanda Maharaj's birthday. And after that, Nandagaon started celebrating both of their birthdays. And then what happened was, every time our Goswamiji would call me, come, Yashoda's birthday is there, and I would be out, I would not be there. But one time, I camp and the tithi matched. Says, Prabhuji, aapko to abhi aana hi hai, aap to camp mein, barsane mein ho, aaj Yashoda ka janmadin hai. So we went. And then, that day, after that, Yashoda was wearing such a beautiful garland. And I was thinking, wow, wonderful garland. You know, like, just like that. And suddenly, curtain got closed. I said, what happened? Then he was pulling heavy. And the curtain opened. And that Purohit, whoever was Goswami, he had taken out the garland and he wore me the garland. And I was so thrilled. My God, first birthday of Yashoda being celebrated. I have been attending. And first birthday only I get the garland. I'm so fortunate. So thanking her profusely. And we took prasad. And then everybody, I saw all Nandagaon Vasis, na, taking the scooter and going somewhere. I said, where are they all going? The custom is, after celebrating Raj Bhoga Arti and Bhoga to Yashoda and celebrating here, every Nandagaon Vasi go to Mehranu, the birthplace of Yashoda, which is 3 kilometers northwards towards Kamyavan and 5 kilometers in perpendicular road. You go 3 kilometers and take right turn and go 5 kilometers inside, then the village of Yashoda Devi's birth, Mehranu. So that is the place of birth of Yashoda Mata. So there we went that day and we danced and we sang and it was such a beautiful, and suddenly I saw Lord Ram's deity over there. The main altar is Lord Ram, Lakshman and Sita. And below, on the lower level, there is a beautiful deity of Yashoda Devi. Very nicely established there. So naturally, you know, we asked, what is this? So the story is like this. That Yashoda and Rohini, they also, all of you go to your mother's house and spend some time, you know, because you always have that pangs of separation from your mother and from your Maika. So Yashoda Devi also went to mother's house and they had already had children, Krishna, Balaram. So, you know, Krishna, Balaram are so friendly. Wherever the children go, they match up with children very fast. Elders take time to match up with other elders. In train also, in the flight also, all children are immediately kissing each other and hugging and sharing the chocolates and all. So Krishna, Balaram made friends with all the Brajbasi boys of Mehranu very quickly, and as usual, whole day they played with them. Whole day they played with them. And in the evening they were very tired. And what the children tell to mother in the evening? Tell me. Bhojan karne ke baad kya bolte hai? Mommy, paav dukh raha hai. Her legs are paining. So all mothers are massaging the feet, especially the calf and the lower feet, and to just put them to sleep. All children are saying that. All children. So that happened. They came, they had their butter, they had their breast milk, and all the massaging was going on. And Krishna says, mother, tell me the story. Tell me the story. I want to sleep. Every day I want to hear a story. So what do you want to hear? You want to hear Lord Ram's story? Yes, yes, I want to hear Lord Ram's story. And then Yashoda started saying, And she said that I will say and you keep saying hmm, hmm, hmm. So I will know that you are awake. I mean, you are awake, not slept yet. So I will continue telling. And then when you stop telling hmm, hmm, I will stop and put you to sleep. Fine. So she started telling. And you know, she just went on telling. And suddenly the topic came of Sita Harana. Can we have little silence while Sita is being stolen? So, topic came that Ravan came disguised as a sadhu and then he made her come out of the Lakshman Rekha and the Achyuvanshi came, ha 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 ha, and he came to his form and he lifted Sita and she went away. Till this story, everything was fine. But when this happened, Krishna jumped from his lap of Mother Yashoda. And even Balramji from there jumped from the Rohini's lap. And Krishna said, Lakshman, Lakshman, where is my bow? Bring my bow. I want to kill Ravan. He has stolen my Sita. And he's sweating, you know, he's like, whole forehead is filled with sweat droplets. And he's like trembling, with lips are trembling. He's so angry. Suddenly, sir, what happened? Rohini, what happened? I don't know what happened. Both boys are trembling and they are running here and there. Somehow they pacified him. What happened, beta? What happened? No, no, where is Lakshman? Where is my bow? He has stolen my Sita. And while telling this, suddenly these two boys turned into Krishna Balram and gave darshan to Mother Yashoda and Rohini. Full-fledged green color, bow and arrow, very beautiful. All grown up, you know, not like baby Ram and Lakshman. Fully like that. And suddenly they disappeared. It was like a flash of a darshan. And they were like, wow, what is this? They don't know he is the source of all the avataras. And he is avatari Krishna. They don't know anything of this. And suddenly they see. So they felt that maybe it's an illusion. No, I am saying some illusory darshan. And then with great difficulty, they put them to sleep. Nahi beta, no, everything is fine. I was telling story to you. It is long back. Already Lord Rama has brought Sita back and Ravan is killed. Everything is fine, beta. Go to sleep. So they just pacified and they went to sleep. And then Rohini is talking to Yashoda. What happened today? I don't understand. I was telling it the story and suddenly what happened? No, these children, they are always playing these dramas everywhere. And you know, they get excited in the dream and maybe in the dream he must have woken up. Because Krishna has displayed his Aishwarya in the kingdom of Madhurya. So how long the Aishwarya will last there? You know, I have seen in Vrindavan, tell me, I will let you to know what I have seen. In the middle of severe cold, sometimes we are having the camp. See, in the room also is freezing cold, you know. And believe me, how cold it is. You put agarbatti, agarbatti get extinguished. Because of dampness of the fog that is around. It sneaks in the room. And agarbatti you have to keep lighting again and again. It's not wet. Just the wetness of the dampness of the humidity of the fog extinguishes. So that time I understood. The agarbatti is Aishwarya and the fog is Madhurya. And how the fog is extinguishing the agarbatti. And this is how the Aishwarya appears like the agarbatti and the Madhurya extinguishes it. So they saw actual Aishwarya of Krishna Balaram. As Rama and Krishna, as Rama and Lakshman. But their own Madhurya is extinguishing it. No, it's all childhood play, don't worry about it. And that is why the darshan in Mehrano is Ram, Lakshman, Sita. So you go there and remember this pastime. He, Krishna Balram, turned into Ram and Lakshman there. So they are not Krishna, Ram, Lakshman, they are Krishna and Balram. And lots of weapons are kept there. And they are not actual bow and arrow and other weapons of Rama and Lakshman. But they are playing instruments, playing khilona of Krishna Balram. And then another story is very beautiful. There was one Brahman in Mehrano who loved Yashoda like his own daughter. What is the name of the father of Yashoda? Sumukha Gopa. And what is the name of his mother? Her mother, Patula Devi. And there's one joke, you know. You know, you have read Krishna's pastimes when he was always eating from the mouth of the friends and everything, herding cows and sitting Kamalakar and all those things, you know. And that time these children would speak such so-called, I can't say nonsense, but insensible things which are not connected. Illogical, you can say. Matlab, you know, children now, how they are laughing. They are speaking anything and they are laughing. There is no sense behind that. All of us have done that as children. Could be bolega, ha 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 ha. They give names to father, mother, aunties and that aunties. You know, somehow when Madhav was playing one time cricket, the ball went to one lady's house here, in the courtyard, here only. And then Madhav is telling the elder devotees, Prabhu, see now that Mayavadi Mataji is not giving ball back. Mayavadi Mataji. But that they knew as a bad word, Mayavadi, Mayavadi. So the ball is not being given by the lady back, saying this, Mayavadi Mataji is not giving the ball back. So like that unconnected thing the children are speaking. So Krishna is, the detailed description of Jiva Goswami, huh? That Krishna is feeding, they are feeding Krishna, and Krishna is saying, okay, you are enough, fed me enough, then you feed others, then they take the round and they again want to come to feed Krishna only. So like that they are feeding everybody and then sometimes stealing from the mouth of the friends and eating and feeding Krishna also. Look at this, he is eating this nice thing, he is not giving it to you. So steal from his mouth and feed Krishna. And Krishna is very smart. He is enjoying everything and he is saying, I don't understand the taste. You are describing it so much elaborately. My mother used this spice, this cardamom, this dry food, this and that, and Surubhi cow's milk and this and that. But I don't get the taste. Somehow I don't understand. You know, some husbands are like that. You know, the wife is asking, how is the food? I say, it's okay, you know. Whatever is fine. I say, I made it so much of elaborate. But I don't get that, I'm not expert in that sixth sense of tasting the food. And some are really expert. They tell you, you should have put this much, he said, thoda ghee kam hai, thoda sugar jada hai, thoda sa ye kam hai. He's like expert, you know, khawaiya. So like that Krishna is telling, I don't understand. So what the other man must be saying, other boy must be saying? Ki jinke nana murkh hote hai, unko swad nahi samajhta. Any connection? Inke nana the na, sumukh gop, wo murkh hai, isliye wo unko itne samajh bane. Connection? I laugh so much now. And this is given in scriptures, by the way. It's not something Vrijavasudeva talking as a folk tale. So like that, I remember this story because there was a Brahmana who is loving Yashoda as his own daughter. And somehow she was a simple cowherd girl, Yashoda, giving all glories to everybody connected to her. And she got married to a king. And she became a queen of Nandagaon. So when she delivered a baby, she got a baby boy, he was very happy because he was unhappy that, oh, she became queen, but she is not having child. So one day when he came to know that she has got a child now, so he went to see her in Nandagaon. You know? And there is nice Brajvasi punch here. It is said that even a barber comes from mother's house. It's a celebration for a daughter in her husband's house. Samajh aaya? Agar nai bhi agar मायके से आता है तो ससुराल वाले औरत को वो फेस्टिवल बनता है. बट इज अ ब्राह्मण ऑफ कोर्स, नॉट अ नाई. सो व्हेन ही डिक्लेयर्ड ही इज कमिंग, शी केम टू नो एवरी डे शी वुड एंगेज ऑल सर्वेंट्स. बट दिस डे शी एंगेज हरसेल्फ इन मिल्किंग द काउ. दिस डे शी पुट काउडंग ऑन हर ओन विद हर ओन हैंड्स इन नंद भवन विच यू अदर सर्वेंट्स विल डू. दिस डे शी मेड गुलाब खीर विद गुलाब एसेंस ऑफ द सुरभि काउ विच शी मिल्क हरसेल्फ. And she cooked that gulab kheer and she made a big feast because my father is coming from Mehrano, my mother's village. And he arrived and she, you know, everything she had done herself, and she worshipped him, prayed him, offered, she hugged him with love, my daughter, and then he put him on the asan and washed his feet and then she offered food. All these beautiful things, you know, rice ka, gulab kheer and sweetmeats and namkeens and everything was there. And he was a Brahmin, so he had his own deity. So he was like meditating on the deity, please accept my food, please accept my food, please accept my food. And suddenly Krishna came running and started putting his hand in the gulab kheer and everything, started eating. So he was so much love for his own daughter's son. So he said mildly, oh Yashoda, your son has spoiled my offering. So it's okay, you can give me some fruits. So, no, my son, hey Krishna, you're so naughty. I just fed you butter till the neck. And why are you doing this disturbance? He's a Brahmin, you know, we cannot just contaminate his food. So Krishna just smiled and she took him away. And she requested, no, I will cook again. And then she, usko kehte hain chokha karna. Chokha karna means you again plaster of cow dung to your burners. वो चूल्हे को वापस गोबर लगाना पड़ता है. Then only you can cook again. You can't just cook again on the same thing. So she put everything again. She went to milk the cows herself. She milked the cows. She cooked herself and put again made gulab kheer and again served. And I don't want to tell you what happened. Again Krishna came crawling and he ate the offering. And again Mother Yashoda shouted at him, "What kind of a naughty, uncultured boy you are? He's my father, your grandfather. What will he say? What kind of training I have given you?" He says, "What can I do? He's calling me, Gopal, Gopal, come and eat. So who else will come? I only will come, na? So ask him not to call me, I will not come." And then he immediately turned into Supreme Personality of Godhead and he showed darshan to that Brahmin. And he was only seeing Krishna. Yashoda was not seeing Krishna in that form. He only was seeing Krishna. So he told, "You are my eternal devotee and you will keep coming to my every house, wherever I will come, you will keep coming and I will keep eating your bhoga." So I was all time searching, because even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, Krishna told him, as a Gopal, "Ki birth after birth you are coming to my house and I am eating your rice." So I was wondering, kidhar bhi Krishna mein connection hoga iska. And then I was studying, in Mehrana I got the story. The same Brahmin came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip and he was told, "Don't tell anybody." The same Brahmin. So this is how Sri Krishna is so wonderful. So wonderful. We have 5 minutes. So I will now tell you a story of baby Krishna playing in Raman Reti. And how Krishna is Garga Muni, the compiler of Garga Sahita. He tells that he was completely naked. Digambar. Krishna Balaram, both are Digambar. And they are fully rolling in the dust at Ramadeti in Gokul. And they are fully having a layer like a sadhu with bhasma, you know. Full layer of braj on their body. And they are so happy in rolling and wrestling and fighting and talking and laughing. And Durvasamuni came there. And Durvasamuni came there and saw, he had come to actually see the Supreme Lord. One time Gandharva also came. That's a long story. Anyways. So Durvasa Muni, he heard that the Lord has gone to Gokul, appeared there and performing his pastime. "Let me go and take darshan." So he had gone in that awe and reverence mood and he saw this boy is playing. So how can this boy be Supreme Lord? That naked Krishna, fully bedecked with dust, ran in the lap of Durvasa Muni. And you know, caressed his beard and everything, and he bent away immediately. So he was like bewildered. Again he played, rolled, again he came, again sat on his lap. So again caressing his lips, and he breathed in. And suddenly through his breath, Durvasamuni went in the nose of baby Krishna. And lo and behold, I will just read it, Durvasamuni went in the stomach of Krishna. There was a Vishal Loka, Haribol, Radhe Radhe. There was a Vishal Loka in the stomach of Krishna. It was Nirjan, there was no people there. But it was forest and forest and forest. And he wandered everywhere in the forest. One big python came and he swallowed Durvasamuni. Now he went in the stomach of the python. And what did he see in the stomach of the python? He saw a complete universe with all the heavenly planets, with earthly planets, with Naraka Loka. Every single thing, the people on that, he wandered from Dvipa to Dvipa. But there are many Dvipas, na? Shalmali Dvipa, Jambu Dvipa. So all the Dvipas he wandered and finally settled on a white mountain, Shweta Parvat. And he did 100 crore years of bhajan and tapasya, sitting on the white mountain. Till that time came for the universal destruction. And suddenly water started coming everywhere. It covered every area around him and it engulfed the mountain also. And soon it pulled Durvasamuni also, sitting on the mountain. And now Durvasamuni is floating on the waves of the Pralaya ocean. Devastating waters. And then it is said, for 1,000 yugas, Durvasamuni was only floating on the Pralayakari ocean that went on. And then he lost all his memory because of the torture. Like Markandeya Muni, lost all the memory. He started moving inside the depths of the water, searching, what is this water all about? And he saw another Brahmanda. And there was a hole in the Brahmanda. So he entered in that Brahmanda. Now, in the Pralaya ocean, he entered in another Brahmanda through the hole. Which hole is that? Mamandev, which made that hole. Through that he entered. At the highest planet in that Brahmanda, Durvasa Muni lived there for the whole lifespan of Brahma. 311 trillion years. He lived there on the planet of Brahma. And he saw another opening in that. So he curiously went out of, in that, he thought he was going in, but actually he was going out of the Brahmanda. And through that, he came out of the universe. And he saw a great reservoir of water everywhere, after that universe also. And he saw many such Brahmandas floating in that ocean. Many, many such millions of universes were floating. By observing keenly, he saw next to that was Viraja River. And he crossed the Viraja River. And he went in Goloka after crossing that river. And in Goloka, he saw Yamuna, he saw Vrindavan, he saw Govardhan, he was so blissful. Then he entered a private kunja, it is called Nikunja. And there he saw, as brilliant of millions of suns, the Nikunja was shining. Radha, Shamsundar were seated on a beautiful throne. Unlimited gopis and cows and cowherd boys were surrounding them, singing songs and trying to please them. And Krishna started smiling, looking at this unknown entrant in that scene. And then Krishna sucked him. And he went in Krishna's body. And then Durvasa Muni entered Krishna's body. And Krishna again exhaled him. Now what happened? When he exhaled him, he found himself in Ramandriti. After a few seconds. After a few seconds, he found himself in Ramandriti. And the same blue boy was naked and filled with dust and playing. And again he came to him and caressed his beard and went away. So at that time, he understood that this boy is none other than Supreme Personality of Godhead, my Aradhya Daivata. So immediately composed Nanda Nandan Stotra. Balam Navina Shatapatra Vishala Netram. Bimbadharam sajalamega ruchim manodhyam mandaspitam madura sundara mandayanam srinandanandanam aham manasa bhajami manjira nupura rananna navaratna kanchi srihara kesari nakapratiya yatna sangham drishtyarthi harim ishabindu virajamanam Vande kalunda tanujatata balikelam Purnendu sundara mukho parikunchitagra Kesha navina ghananila nibhaspurantaha Rajanta anata shiraha kumudasya yasya Nandatmajaya sabalaya namo namaste Sri Nanda Nandana stotram pratarruthaya yappathet Tannetra gocharam Yati sanandam nandanaha. Whoever will recite this Nandanandan Stotra in the early morning, Pratar Uthaya Yap Pathet, Tannetra Gocharam, who will be visible? This beautiful child form of baby, Nandanandana, will be visible to the eyes of those people who will chant this mantra. So, I'm sure you understood, it's not very difficult. This beautiful boy who has got Vishala Netra, who looks like lotus petal, Bimbadharam, his adharam is like bimba fruit. His sajala megha ruchim, his body is like sajala megha, filled with water, the ghanashyama. Manodnyam, he is capturing the mind of everybody. Mandasvitam, very beautiful smile. Madhura sundaram mandayanam, his every existence, every activity is madhur sundar. And to such nandanandanam, aham manasa namami, I offer my pranams to him. Majira nupura rana navaratna kanchi, he is wearing beautiful nupur, beautiful bracelets, beautiful armlets. Navaratnas are decorating his beautiful body. His every nail is kesari. He is wearing srihara, the garland. And he is enchanting. All the bees are surrounding him, humming. Drishtyarthi harima ishabindu virajamanam. And it is creating lot of beautiful droplets on his forehead. And they are settling on his forehead. And such a beautiful Lord, Kalinda Tanuja Tata, that means Jamuna Tata, Bala Kelim, performing beautiful pastimes at the bank of Jamuna, and I offer my obeisances to those pastimes of him. Purnendu Sundara Mukhopari Kunchitagra. Anyways, beautiful description of the beauty of the face of Lord is narrated. And one time, one Pushtimargi, Western devotee with Shyamdas Prabhu, with Radhana Swami, had come to hospice. And for a hospice Brijbasi patient who was dying out of spinal cancer, she sang Nandanandan Stotra for him. What is her name, Prabhuji? That lady who came with Shyamdas and was Maharaj was going around with him all the time, everywhere, you know. That Western devotee who was following the followers of Pushtimargi. She had sung Nandanandan Ashtakam. Nandanandan Stotra, not Ashtakam. So, Krishna's pastimes are unlimited. How we can put an end to it? So time is over. So I will take your leave. And only one thing we can say, that let these beautiful pastimes be always enacted in our hearts. Let our mind be always attracted and immersed. Let this life be immersed in meditating on these beautiful, attractive, sweet pastimes of Krishna. And let our life be successful. We offer these prayers to Lord Sri Krishna on his birthday. Offer this prayer to Radharani, because our prayers will be rooted through her. It will be rooted through her to reach Krishna. And on this day we offer our prayers to Radharani, to offer to Krishna, that our prayers be heard by him and he fulfills our prayer and our life be successful. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now we welcome His Grace Shyamanand Prabhu to enlighten us. Hare Krishna. Is asking for 5 minutes? Yes, 5 minutes? Will do prayers, kirtan? Please come, Prabhuji. Ah, no, I'm over. Kirtan karu.
Govinda jaya jaya, Gopal jaya jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda jaya jaya.
Everybody chant the name of Govinda.
Govinda jaya jaya, Gopala jaya jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda jaya jaya. Govinda. Govinda jaya jaya, Gopala jaya jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda jaya jaya. Govinda jaya jaya, Gopal jaya jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda jaya jaya. Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jai Radha Vardhin Dayal. Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jai Radha Vardhin Dayal. Jai Radha Vardhin Dayal. Jai Radha Vardhin Dayal. Bolo Dinadayal, Dinadayal,
Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jai Radha Bar Dina Daya. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda Bolo Re. 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 Govinda Bolo Re. Gopal Bolo Re. Govinda Bolo Re. Gopal Bolo Re. Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jai Radha Bar Dina Daya. Jai Radha Var Dina Daya. Jai Radha Var Dina Daya. Dina Daya. Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jai Radha Var Dina Daya.
कहाँ गए प्रभु जी आ जाओ
नंद यशोदा दुला गिरिवर धारी गोपाल
श्यामानंद प्रभु
नंद यशोदा दुला गिरिवर धारी गोपाल Gopal, 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 hey Gopal.
Pukaro, pukaro.
Gopal, 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 hey Gopal. Gopal, hey Gopal.
Karo.
Gopal, Gopal. Gopal, hey Gopal. Gopal Nandlal. Gopal Nandlal, Gopal Nandlal, he Gopal Nandlal. Gopal Nandlal, Gopal Nandlal, Gopal Nandlal, he Gopal Nandlal. Yashoda Dulal, Yashoda Dulal, hey Gopal. Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jai Radha Bar Dina Dayal. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jai Radha Vardhin Dayal. Jai Radha Vardhin Dayal. Jai Radha Vardhin Dayal.
Finally we know him as the dear darling of Radharani. That is important.
Jai Radha Vardhin Dayal.
Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki. श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की नित्यानंद प्रभु की श्री गिरिराज गोपाल की श्री राधा गोपीचंद वल्लभ भगवान की श्री जनार्दन जनार्दन महाराज की जय जय श्री राधे
Close the door.
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Jai Radha